You're listening to My Millennial Money. Today's episode, it's not an episode. So, if you thought, oh, that's cool, they've got a new episode up. This isn't an episode. This is just your boy Glenn and John having a chat. So, what I wanted to do, John.
Yeah.
You've put so much bloody effort into...
2 years.
Two years, was it? Into your online academy. So basically what we're doing today, I just want to have a deep dive chat with John because there's so many people in the Facebook group who have property questions. After doing the My Millennial Money census, there is so many people that want to buy property. It was one of the five top things that people wanted to do. There's actually a lot of you that are cashed up bogans. I looked at your postcodes. I know, right? No. So there's a lot of you that are cash heavy. There's a lot of you that want property.
Yeah.
There is there's a yearning for information.
Well, it's property is just Australian, isn't it? That's what people do.
So, again, we do have, if you haven't listened, there's a podcast called My Millennial Money Property.
Yes.
That John and I are on. It's mainly John. He comes up with most of the crap. I just lead a horse to water and John does the drinking.
Yeah. It's not as long and it's straight to the point.
Yeah, they're like 25 minute episodes.
Yeah.
And I mean, this episode that we're talking about here, that's not an episode, you'll hear me tripping over my words. I'm not editing this.
Yeah. It's just raw.
This is raw. I can't speak good England.
Yeah, no. It's got to be raw these days. Well, healthy.
There's a dance. So, before you jump on and... have a review. So, anyway, okay. So, the Solvair Property and Finance Academy.
Yeah.
Just talk to me, talk to us, because there's now three people listening.
Yes.
Why did you create it?
Yeah. So, similar to why I do what I do on a daily level is 20 years ago when I started investing, I wanted it all at my disposal. At that point, and I had to go out on a massive tangent over a number of years, like you're probably all doing now, where you read books, you listen to podcasts. Well, podcasts weren't around at that time, but go to workshops, talk to people, talk to family, talk to friends, and you get all this state of knowledge, and but you don't really get experience, and you get I suppose contradictions, and you get conflicts and all these sort of things. So I wanted to create a coaching service online that gave you the ability to take in all the information, all the misconceptions, all the myths, and be able to apply it when you go to the property market next, whether it to be buy your own home or to buy an investment property. So it was basically culminating all that together over the from my journey and what I thought I would like to see in an online forum where I can access it at my own pace, at my own time.
Cool. Sorry. I was on Instagram.
Didn't know anyone else was on the other end.
Sorry. Okay. So, you put a lot of effort into this and I guess it's the same thing. Like, not everybody wants to engage a coach like yourself for personal coaching and accountability just yet. So, I've looked through the modules and I'm just going to go through some of them, like the course curriculum. If you did want to actually have a deep dive to see if property investment is for you.
Yeah.
Because some people, like next year on the podcast, I'm doing a lot more episodes about shares and ETFs.
Yeah.
And investing with smaller amounts, like I'm turning that part of it up a notch.
Yep.
And just as an FYI, I've started to set up my own personal share trading account just because if I'm talking about this stuff, I want experience.
Yeah,
because
cool.
Previously, I've just used platforms, but I've just set up a broker account and blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm personally getting more encouraged with the share stuff. Okay. Yep. So, if you do want to learn about property investing, or you do have an investment property, or you do have a home and you want to go to the next stage and you don't want to pay, because some of your coaching packages, it's well over a couple of grand.
Yeah. And to put it in perspective, I liken it to getting fit.
Sure.
Right. There's motivation levels required. but there's also education required or knowledge to be able to know how to do it and accountability. So the top end of going to get fit is a personal trainer, right? That's the equivalent of our one-on-one coaching. You've basically got a personal trainer in property and finance.
Mm.
The next level down from that is where the academy sits, where I can go there, do it at my own time, get all the knowledge and information in there. I haven't got the personal service where I jump on a phone and chat to John, but I can get all the information and to be able to go and take action with confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, yeah, paying you $3,500 a year for a personal coaching thing, that's absolute amazing value, and you will get that money back because you're taking action, you're strategic, you've got a sounding board, you've got someone in your corner.
Yeah.
But this is good foundation. And I'd probably say, you might hate me for this, but I wouldn't worry about engaging John personally. I would do this course first.
I'd definitely do this first course. Okay. Yeah. And I don't hate you for it. The level down from that is going to the gym.
Right.
I get to be in that environment. I haven't got the bells and whistles of the personal trainer, but I can get fit there. Right. And then the level down from both of those is, well, I'll just go and do it myself and hopefully it works out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my logical correlation.
Yeah. And I mean, it's well and good for you to offer the online property and finance course to people and have it out there, but you've bloody put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
And I want to personally just give you the time and the latitude just to talk about this a bit more.
Thank you.
And the whole thing is, John, you can probably, we'll put this non-episode up.
Mm.
You could even send this to somebody who's considering doing the course.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk about it in depth.
Know what they're going to get. Yeah.
And we won't go for that long because I've got to get up to get some lunch in Newcastle. So
yeah, sure.
So, you know, the first couple of chapters is just setting the scene about you and all that crap. Talk about habit setting and time management. You then move and jump in if you want to just hone in on any of these.
Yep.
You talk about foundations of life investing. What's that?
Yeah, so
that bloody means nothing to me.
Yeah, okay. So before I go there, I want to just roll back to habit setting for a moment, because a lot of people, when we're kids, we call it dream. What, I've got a dream to do this, right? When we're adults, a goal or a dream is maybe not that cool. But I think the habits that we create are far more influential than the actual goal itself. So I go into massive detail as to how you can actually create real habits that are going to mean something for you in your life in the short and long term. So, fast forwarding to the life foundations. Now, it's the foundations that I suppose I've implemented over time in my life for investing in property, right? So the first one is a general one that every Australian should have, and that's to cover and protect yourself, right? So you need to have the insurances and everything in place and just to make sure that that's...
Why didn't you get me to do a module on that?
Well, I didn't go deep into that.
Oh.
I just
maybe that's we maybe we could add that anyway. Maybe sorry, could, yeah. I'm just offering my service because I'm a nice guy.
You are, yeah, and you could probably say the thing about same thing about cash flow, but I didn't necessarily go extremely deep, right? Because it was my academy, not yours, right?
True.
yeah.
We should do a collab one day.
We could do. We've never done a collab because we've got heaps of time and everything anyway. Else. And then talking about knowing your end result and also having buffers in your life when you go to being a property investor. So they're what we call foundations, but going deep into that and much more than just the words themselves, understanding yourself.
Oh, and it might be on someone's mind.
Mm.
You know, your personal coaching service, you know, might be $3,500-$4,000 a year, depending on what the person's after.
Mm-hmm.
How much is your freaking academy online here?
$3.99.
Okay, sweet. And that's a once off and they can watch it as many times.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, they'll definitely have it as a 12 month minimum.
Yep.
And if we see they haven't completed the course by then, we'll just give them a gentle kick up the bum.
Yeah, sweet. And then I'll put the only links in this episode show notes will be the course here.
Yep.
I'm actually going to put a link to the book that I've just read on habits, Atomic Habits, and I might give you a copy as well because it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about M3P after this as well. So, okay, so you touch on cash flow and you've got action steps.
Yeah, so at the end of every module or every video, there are action steps for people to go away with and action them if they want to. If there's someone that doesn't like doing the homework and the dog ate my homework
thing, whatever.
Yep, then don't care, don't do them, just move on, right?
It's actually funny to see, like, this is a $399 online huge course, like it's huge, which has taken you a couple of years to do for $400. You can see why mine's like well under $100 because I didn't go to this much detail.
Well, yeah, and that's probably why it took 2 years. Like I think it was just a lot of thought process to understand what I would want if I was out there.
Oh, man, I wish the 18-year-old Glenn had this.
And that's what a client said to me the other day. She said, oh, well, I'm down the journey, but amazing if I had this 10 years ago because I would have eaten it up.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, in that vibe, I'm now getting encouraged again about investing more and turning that up a notch. That's why I want to do this. Anyway, so we never get to the point in life where we've arrived. Like, there's always, I wish I... No. Did that anyway. So
yeah, it's different versions.
And then we talk about overcoming your fears.
Yeah, so fears of property investing are massive.
Okay, and this is an interesting one here, buying your own home. So you'll talk about if you want to buy it to live in. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to reverse again. The fears of property investing can hold people back 10, 15 years, and I absolutely see it every week.
Yeah.
Someone comes to me and says, oh, I've had equity in my home or I've had some savings, but for one reason or another, I haven't done anything with it, and now I'm coming to see you 10 years later.
Yeah, and Corinna, if you're listening, can you freaking get Tim to do this? They're my friends.
We outline what fears are and how we respond to fears in our head and how to overcome them.
And would you talk about procrastination in that as well?
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, like, I just blew over that, but you're like, no, it's a freaking big deal.
Well, it is because I see it so often. Yeah. Like, well, why didn't you start investing 20 years ago? Well, because I didn't really have the knowledge. Okay, we've got this here.
Yeah.
And I was also scared or thought something was going to happen. Mm. So, okay, let's overcome those as well.
So, you've got some action steps for buying your own home.
Yeah, so buying your own home, which is obviously the great Aussie dream.
Mm.
And so creating a financial outcome for that, not just going and buying it with emotion. So I go into a lot of detail about how we can get the best of both worlds. So where do we want our forever home to be or our first home to live in? Where do we want that to be? But some strategies around how we can maximize that for wealth creation.
And I mean, this like $400... Some of you people spend that much on a weekend going out.
Is that how much it costs these days?
Oh, mate, it can cost a lot. If you go out for like a Friday night or a Sunday sesh, you're buying rounds of drink. Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
So, I would say if you buy this course from John and you genuinely complete it, I want you to watch all the video. And we can log in and see who's completed what and all that. If you actually do not get any value, send me an email, glenn.james@sortyourmoneyout.com.
Yeah.
Just write some bullet points on why you didn't like it and why you want your money back. I haven't talked to you about this, but I will make sure. Yeah, but
no, I'm cool with
it. No, because like legitimately, I'll put my word that if you actually, because it's a big investment for some people.
It is, absolutely.
And I'm not, like, we do have listeners who have $300 in savings.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to blow all your savings and do this now.
You could use Afterpay if you wanted. But
shut up. You can't, all right?
No, you can't.
No, but, like, it's not for everybody yet.
That's right.
And it might not be for everyone at all, but there would be heaps of people that would get value out of this.
Yeah, and I've got thick skin, so I enjoy constructive feedback. Absolutely, I'll stand up against it.
Yeah. Own it. You talk about property strategies.
Yeah, so it's bantied around a lot, the property strategy comment. What is your property strategy? So, again, we just go really deep into what it is that I think you need when you're forming a property strategy of your own, right? And it just can't be something that's talked about at a barbecue, because everyone's strategy has to be different. And I personalize it in this so that you can take away what your strategy needs to be based on your time in your life and what you want out of it, etc.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You talk about your team of people.
Yes. So team of people is probably an underrated one, because we all think they've got similar qualifications and they all should be of a similar standard. But that, as you know, is very incorrect. So I talk about how you actually go and find the right people in your team, and not just go and find an accountant, find a mortgage broker, find a conveyancer, but actually to find really high quality ones that are going to be with you on the journey for the next 10, 15 years of your life, and that you can trust in them, but also gain some knowledge from them, so you can be involved in the process and not just outsource that in your life every time you see them.
Yeah, sweet. Now, following on that, I guess one of your team members, and sorry, I just turned the aircon on if you can hear that in the background, peeps. How to get the best finance. So that would be part of your team. So you'll go a bit narrow and deep into lending.
Very deep into lending. So we first of all talk about some glossary terms, because there's a lot of people out there that just don't know the lingo used in finance world. So when they're sitting down with a mortgage broker, they've got to understand what the mortgage broker's on about. And the mortgage broker is usually not a teacher. So they've got all this knowledge, but here's what we're going to do for you, and away you go.
And that's the danger in the money world. People just give you all the facts and data.
Yeah.
Where in my financial planning business, this is where John and I's values align. And to a point with this podcast, we want to just give you enough information and walk you through so you can make your own decision.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And an example just in regards to your own finance is I talk about in there going to get a credit check. So getting your own file done and get an assessment of that. Talks about fixed rates versus variables. Talks about interest only, principal and interest, loan to value ratios, all those issues that need to be considered along the way.
Yeah.
That you may have heard something that you think's true, and then in here I debunk those theories to say, well, actually, I didn't realize that. Maybe I'll consider that as an option.
Yeah, totes. Big one: hot spots and not spots.
Poor. It's a common one, isn't it? So I talk about how you can identify yourself what is a hot spot and what is a not spot. Right now, I'm talking about the country of Australia in question, and looking at how do you first identify the macro indicators of an area, and then also the micro indicators. So talking on a larger level around things like population and infrastructure and economy and things like that, and then going deeper into the micro indicators of an area, such as schools and parks and livability is the new buzzword as well, incomes, suburb stigma, sales data, affordability, demographics. Like, it just goes so deep in there, so that if you're listening out there thinking, well, I'd love to go and find my own property, but I just don't have a clue, or I've got an idea, but I just need to sharpen it up a bit, then that actual video is perfect for you. And then it goes away to have some action steps to find three not spots and hot spots around based on what you've been taught in that video, and then you can assess how you're tracking in respect to that. So that hopefully when you do it for the real, it ends up being a fruitful experience for you.
And then in the 12th chapter or the 12th module, you've got how to find my own property. So is that like, you know, you don't need, like, if you don't want to pay somebody like a buyer's advocate or buyer's agent or whatever, you'll give some pointers?
That's right. So in there, I actually do talk about the value of a buyer's agent or an acquisitions team or something like that that will find property for you, and why they will why they need to be included in your thinking. But also, more importantly, if I was going to find my own property, How would I go about it? What are my strategies? Do I engage a real estate agent if I've got my own strategy? So it sort of follows on from chapter 11 about hotspots and notspots. Once I've found where I want to buy, then the actual digging deep to understand the process involved in actually finding the property. Am I going to auction? Is it going to be private treaty? So I talk about those differences and the pros and cons of those. But then deeper again, going and finding your own property and the experiences of what I've developed in the last, as I said, 20 years, how you can get an edge over someone else out there who's also trying to find their own property. So some tricks in there. I'll actually give that away to someone for free. So that's a free preview chapter. So it's a pretty cool one to get your hands on at no cost.
Where, so there's 12 modules,
mm-hmm.
12 videos.
Mm-hmm.
What was the crap I was reading about 32 something? 32 lessons, or did I have that wrong?
So when you talk about the action steps and the resources, collectively you've got 32 pieces that you can group together to form the overall academy.
Awesome.
Okay. So you've got a resources and download section.
Yeah.
You've also got a mid academy quiz, and then you've got an end of academy quiz, so you can generally see how well you're tracking in terms of the knowledge that you've now taken on.
Do you want to do a...
Take the word crap out of it too, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm not editing this podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes and you can jump onto the website. It's cool. How much did you say? No, you said it was $3.99.
It is.
But you've got a promo here on your website that expires in 10 days for $3.49.
Yes.
So, I want to do a better code for M3 listeners.
Do you?
Yes. Well, no, you've got to freaking look after people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's already 50 off, but if you want 70, I can do that.
All right. So, let's do $3.29 and we'll use a promo code. And because this episode, I'm going to put this episode up when I finish. So, you've got to get Catherine to make this promo code.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Just make, what should we call it? M3.
Yeah.
M3 pod.
Yep, M3 pod.
M3 POD, yep. So, I'll put a link in the show notes with the promo code M3 pod.
Yeah.
And first 100 people?
Yep.
No, leave it open. Leave it open.
Yeah.
$3.29. Because we did a $300 one when you launched this to the Facebook group.
Yes, first
but that,
20.
We were never going to do that again, were we? Well, you were. It's not my freaking business over here.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Right. Link in the show notes. Again, it will change life if you let it.
That's right.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You've got to be open-minded. And I talk about that in the early chapters because it's really important to come into something like this with the right mindset and clear the stuff out of your head.
Yeah.
Really open-minded because that's really what it needs. When you're entering something for the first time or just reviewing a certain section of your life, you've got to be open-minded, don't you?
Totally. All right. Well, one other thing I wanted to talk about that we're getting a lot of traction on is the M3 private community.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you are after, just in your general money world, some more accountability, some more, is that England? Good England?
Yeah.
If you do want to have a webinar with John and I every month, and we'll just answer questions and talk about stuff. And and the first one, I think, what month are we going to do that, John? It's going to be...
December.
Yeah, we've actually got to do it, guys, on December the 10th, Tuesday the December, the December the 10th. And so, I'll send out a link to that.
Yeah.
But if you are interested in having some extra accountability, one of the cool things in there's a section you can go in and you can put down your goals and how much you've got in your current bank account. And it's like group accountability. It's like the Weight Watchers for the world, right?
Mm.
So, it's like a weigh-in. So, every month you go in and everyone can see how much you've got towards your goal.
Yeah, it's cool.
Or your debt reduction. So, for example, I'm just looking at the list here. Bianca's saving for a car worth 15 grand. Jeremy's saving for a car worth 15 grand.
So the members have already put that in
there. Yeah. Sarah from Victoria, she's saving for a house deposit of 60 grand. Nathan from Victoria, he wants to work on his emergency fund of 17 grand.
Yep.
Shout out to Gerald from Victoria. He's saving for his emergency fund of 10 grand, or 8.5 grand, and he's 60% of the way through.
Well done.
Rebecca's in Singapore. Shout out. She's saving for an emergency fund, 33 grand. Bit expensive over there.
She's a client of mine.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
What? Through the, did you meet her through the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. She.
I'm presuming there's only one Rebecca in Singapore.
They might be not. I like this one. Amy. This is crazy. She's saving for a Nashville trip. She's saving 15 grand for a Nashville trip. Tennessee. That's going to be a huge trip. 15 grand. So this is really cool. Yeah. Wayne in Queensland, he's saving for renovations. He's almost 7% the way through. So it's just a really cool online community.
So what I'm keen to find out is when we webinar is what's happening. Why are we going to Tennessee? Like, just get a bit of dirt on it.
Totally. You'll get 50% as part of this membership, and it's $33 a month, and you'd put that in your cash hub. You get 50% discounts of any M3 in real life events.
Yep.
And we're already planning one in February-ish.
2022, I think.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
There'll be an event, so we'll do more events. You will get other... We're working on some other online resources. You'll get a discount on my spending plan.
Academy. Academy discount.
We're going to add one in there as well. Yeah. It has to be decent though.
Yeah. Back to the $299.
$299, yep. You're getting a live... This is how John and I like actually...
get shit done.
Well, but it's like, no, we hadn't discussed that. Like, no. People like... what else? There's... So, I put up things like, hey, I've got an episode coming up with this person. What do you think? Is it a good top? Like, is it a good person? What do you think? If you've got any input on anything technical with the podcast. So, it's just if you want to take your personal finance to the next level, have some accountability.
Yeah.
$30 a month. It's like under $400 a year. It will pay for itself. The fact that if you go in there every month, update your goals.
Yeah.
Update your debt reduction. We can all see and celebrate. And I want you to just really get involved. And John and I will be there on the sideline to encourage you along the way.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about it. I think back to the analogy I gave before about the personal trainer, gym membership, do it yourself. This is just another more personalized service when it comes to your money.
Yeah. And I mean, it's what people want as well. Like, it's not for everybody. Totally get that.
Yeah.
But some people have gone, no, I want to be part of an online paid community that I can have a bit of accountability. Because if we did it for free, like, it's not about the $33 a month. If we did it for free, you don't have any buy-in.
No.
Like, this is real.
That's right.
So, and that's why we don't charge, we don't have complimentary events. Because we always want buy-in.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Like, every event we've done has run at a loss. Yeah. Even the one in Newcastle, I think it was like an $80 loss because we got the venue donated. Like,
yeah. Coffee tastes better when you pay for it.
Sorry?
Coffee tastes better when you pay for it.
Yeah, but it's like you've got to have buy-in as well. So it's not a cash grab for us. Like,
no, clearly.
Running at a $100 loss for an event, it's not going to be around for long. So... that's kind of a couple of things that's happening. And finally, if you are still listening and you're still listening before the probably 28th of November 2019, there's a link in the show note. Every year I do a funny and quirky and dumb Christmas card that I send out to my friends and family. I thought, let's have some fun this year. So there's a link in the show notes. If you want one of my personalized cards sent to you in your mailbox, old fashioned, fill out your details and... yeah. It was funny. I was talking to John because I originally said in the Facebook group, I'm looking for a sponsor for the card. And then I'm like, oh, we can put like a flyer in. But John's talked me out of that.
Yeah. Tacky.
No, but it's like, it's stamps like 75 cents.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying won't cost you money.
Yeah. But
I'm just saying I don't want a Christmas card with someone else flogging a product in the same thing.
All right. So anyway, so we're not doing a sales pitch. We're not putting I'm going to put another flyer in though, just as a reminder about the M3 Property Podcast and the new podcast that we're starting next year, My Millennial Career. And I'm not on that podcast, so you're welcome, everybody. Mm. All right, let's end this non-episode, right? I'm not even putting music on this episode.
No music, just raw.
It's just a non-episode update.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks, Glenn.
Okay, see you, mate. Bye.
All right, bye.